And Krishna and all these great representatives of Krishna, they have all taught us that Sharanagati, that spirit of surrender, makes everything spiritually potent. Now, for a materialistic person, surrender sounds like a horrible thing. It's like when the Allied forces bombed Berlin and bombed Cologne and just battered Germany, and the Russian army was marching in with millions of soldiers from one direction, and bombs were dropping. The Germans surrendered. Those airplanes dropped bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The Japanese surrendered. Now when Krishna says sarva dharma purit yaja, abandon all varieties of religion and surrender, it's not like that. Of course, ultimately we all surrender to God in the form of death. Krishna says, I am death personified. But nobody likes to surrender to death. What Krishna and all the great saints are talking about, Sharanagati, surrender, it's the most beautiful experience and the most wonderful concept in all creation. It means genuinely offering our love. I am yours. How can I please you? Let me live a vibrant, dynamic life, and let me use all my creative abilities, my intelligence, my wealth, whatever I may have. Let me use it all as an expression of my love for you by helping all others. Not in a selfish way, but in a way of compassion. That is surrender. It's beautiful. And Krishna reciprocates. We just surrender according to our tiny little capacity, and Krishna showers unlimited blessings of his love. And in this age of Kali, where people are so much mixed up and people have so little capacity and fortitude to really follow strict spiritual principles. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishnavatar. The Lord has made it so easy. Just live a pious moral life. Just try to serve without selfishness. Just try to associate with people who will enliven you and inspire you for these virtues. And what else is required? Krishna's appeared within his name. If we chant the name of God sincerely, that is our surrender. Krishna, I'm chanting to be your servant, to please you, to purify my heart so that I can love you and be an instrument of your compassion to the people of this world with whatever I have. Not denying the gifts that God has given us, but using them in devotion. In this spirit, we could realize the highest truths and discover that lost love within ourselves and be fully receptive to Krishna's love for us when we sincerely cry out his holy name.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.